Welcome to the History Review channel, where we analyse the lies and deceptions of history. Today I wanted to do something to show the whites of South Africa especially how cool whites are, how fucking awesome white people are once they wake up to the truth. Because the whites here in South Africa are still very isolated, many of them are old. They aren't in contact with the kinds of whites that I've been in contact with, and I want to show them that there is something brewing, and it's big. And the Jews, and liberals, and communists, and elite, and blacks are all trying to stop this thing. Whites are being shut out of the internet, websites taken down. People have experienced probably... Every white has experienced some kind of punishment on Facebook or Twitter. Everybody's seen that there is a point at which white people are not allowed to give their honest opinions. So, especially for the whites of South Africa, I want to show them what is happening to younger people in North America and elsewhere, who are starting to understand the truth about Jews and race. And by the way, when I was young, I always heard them talk about there's this generation gap, that the young people are out of step with the old people. Now that I'm much older, much wiser, and I realize how much I've been lied to, I've come to realize that there is no such thing as a generation gap. There never was such a thing. In ancient times, the young, the middle-aged, and the old all worked together. There never was a generation gap. And here, on the few free social media that we have now, you're going to see there is no generation gap. The generation gap was when the Jews were busy taking the youth, brainwashing them into becoming hippies and faggots and taking drugs and trying to get them into the hippie lifestyle, trying to get them to grow long hair, trying to get them away from thinking about military stuff. The Jews have just been taking the white youngsters and just screwing with them to make sure that they never become what they were supposed to be, which is fathers, soldiers, workers, patriots, and that sort of thing. So anyway, I want to show you some screenshots that I took from Pivel.net, which is Alex Linder's social media, which I've just joined and which I'm absolutely loving. On Pivel, they say anything the fuck they want to say. I love it. Gab used to be like this. Gab is not as good as it used to be, but Gab is still pretty good. It's still pretty damn good, and you're going to see some good stuff, even on Gab. And this is why Jews have been shutting down Twitter. Jews have been banning people on Facebook, because once whites realize the truth, man oh man, do they change. And then they become totally normal, very cool, utterly awesome. When I was young, and in the very early days that I had contact with Americans, right in the beginning of the internet age, and just before the internet age with CompuServe, I was met with hatred like I couldn't believe. And I've only known my whole life that whites outside of Africa hate us. But that's not true anymore. And those whites are waking up. And they are waking up other whites. And we in Africa need to up our game. And we also need to work with and assist the whites overseas in spreading the truth. Because our existence in South Africa is directly linked to whether these people can get the truth to the rest of the whites out there who are still being lied to by the mass media, you still believe most of the lies of the Jewish mass media. So let's go and take a look at some things, and I've got a little special surprise for you right at the end, something that came from pieville.net. Don't miss it. It's going to be a very short video, and you're going to see what a white man says nowadays. So anyway, let's start with this one. This was the first one that I saw. I saw this on Gab. Oh man, I laughed so much at this. Just look at these memes, man. Here's George Washington, and there's George Washington with his AK-47, and probably some youngsters drawn this up, and he says, because tyranny ain't gonna unfuck itself. Oh man, I gotta tell you, I'm seeing better and better memes. Some of these memes are like works of art. This is one of the best I've ever seen, but I've seen others that are freaking amazing. So this comes from Young White, say, because tyranny ain't gonna unfuck itself. Exactly. And you're going to see a much more militant, direct kind of attitude among whites that's out there. It is so refreshing. It is so healthy. It is so unbelievable. When I get onto the social media, I just start laughing. I'm going to show you some of my favorites. So let's go. Here's another one that somebody drew up. And it says, how are they connected? Media, pornography, Hollywood, the 1%. That's the 1% super rich. Government, banking. How's it all connected? Well, it's connected by that Jewish star. That Israeli star. Here's another one. This meme is called the Monkey Fight. And it's Democrats versus Republicans. And the monkeys are fighting each other, but look who's betting and sponsoring the whole game. It's Jews, Jews, and more Jews. This is a really lovely one that I saw posted. Now, this is from Gab. Look at this. This was reposted by a woman called Empress Wife and Emperor Husband. Empress Wife, I'm still going to tell you about. This woman does unbelievable work, truly unbelievable work. But anyway, here it says, leaders are not equal. And it's got Stalin on the left. And it says, 30 medals and never set foot on a battlefield in his lifetime. And then the guy on the right, Adolf Hitler, awarded 5 times for bravery during World War I. Absolutely true. So poor old Adolf Hitler, the most lied about white man who ever walked the face of the earth. Now, here's somebody on Gab. This girl, Emily Anderson. Oh, man. Emily Anderson makes me laugh so much. I just burst out laughing when I see the stuff she puts up. Look at this. Here are black children from Africa, and it says, nothing. It's what's for dinner. Absolutely. Been chasing out the white farmers. And before black rule, you were killing the white farmers. Now, there's no food. And do we care? Not a fuck. So, here is a post that I wrote to Emily Anderson regarding that. And I wrote, that's exactly why these people in Africa have no food and breed like rabbits. They refuse to think of even next week. We've observed this our whole lives. This is why all whites must stop helping them, including us. This is how they can easily die off by the hundreds of millions within a decade or so. Then whites can settle most of Africa and make it into the next USA. So that's what I wrote to Emily. Here's another one from Emily. And it says, worrying is stupid. It's like walking around with an umbrella waiting for it to rain. And actually, that comment that you saw before, that was in response to this one, actually. Worrying is stupid. Yeah, we know in Africa, these people don't even think about next week. And we should stop thinking for them. They're not our children. They want independence. They want adulthood. Let them taste what adulthood is like. Let them taste it. Nature punishes stupidity with death. Oh, this one had me laughing. This was another one that just burst out laughing when I saw this one. Emily Anderson posting this one. And it says, remember, safety first. This comes from demotivational, from verydemotivational.com. But look at this. Blacks and the plastic paint bucket. as his helmet. So there you go. Safety first. Somebody else posted this. Holocaust lies exposed. Exposed. He does great work. Just a quick note. Some police in Cyprus arrested three Israeli-owned spy vans. Jews are busy spying in Cyprus. Jews are busy spying everywhere. These guys, the European Heritage Association, I actually met them when I was at the Fash Bash. I cannot praise these guys enough. The European Heritage Association, they do the most unbelievable work in America. And what I like that they're doing is this. They are going everywhere and putting out stickers, man. They're putting stickers out everywhere. They're going out into the streets. And I think that the sticker campaign and the flyers campaigns out in the streets of America and perhaps Europe, this is big, important stuff. This is how you're going to catch white people over and above the internet. They're going to be walking down the street and they're going to see this. So check here, they put this thing on. It says, nationalism is nature. And there it says, diversity means no white neighborhoods. European Heritage Association, awesome people. I met them face to face. These guys are really rocking, really going for it in the USA. And you can see the pace at which these guys are moving. I'm only showing you tiny bits of what these people do. Absolutely fantastic people. More European Heritage Association stuff. Stand your ground. Another one. No more wars for Israel. Yes, white men, stop dying for the Jews, for fuck's sakes. Here's another one. Somebody else posted this on Gab. It says, rewind the clock to 16,000 years before Christ. The only thing you'll find on this planet is Aryans. And by Aryans, he means whites. That is our true name. We are Aryans. All of us who are of European descent, we are Aryans. And we existed long before everybody else. And we were doing stuff long before everybody else. This is another post somebody else put up, a really great one. This one's about Obama. Talks about Obama and it says, what are the odds of this many mistakes or coincidences? And of course, these are no coincidences. The Jews went on a huge, huge campaign to hide all of Obama's records before the election. The Jews raised, I stand to be corrected, but I think they raised $1.8 billion for this scumbag, mixed race faggot Obama. And let me tell you something, what this means. This means that Obama is an illegal president of the United States. All presidents of the United States have to be born Americans. There's no birth certificate for Obama. All his records were hidden away before. There was a whole campaign to classify all his most important stuff so that it could not be used against him in public. And it was a whole thing done by the elite and the Jews. They broke their own rules in order to allow this non-white faggot to run faggot, not just faggot, but he's a drug-taking communist faggot. His greatest teacher is a Jew. I think Alinsky. I forget the name now. But a communist Jew was his main tutor, okay? So, here are some points about Obama. No birth certificate, concealed records. Harvard biography says he was born in Kenya. Indonesian newspaper says he's born in Kenya. Family members says he's born in Kenya. Wife calls Kenya his home nation. And all that sort of stuff. All of this hidden during 8 years of Obama. They hid this stuff. I laughed at this one. Somebody put this one up. When you ask Grandpa for Minecraft, but he didn't hear you so well, and he gives you Mein Kampf. Nice. Another thing whites are posting. They're looking at their own elite, and they're seeing, oh God, we're ruled by scum. Look at our own scum who lead us. Look at this one. Meet James Biden, Joe Biden's brother. He got a $1.5 billion construction contract in Iraq with zero construction experience. And the Jewish mass media ignores the story. Imagine that. Yeah. Absolutely. There's my favorite one, because tyranny ain't going to unfuck itself. My favorite one of the day. I only got one photo from Empress Wife's posts. This woman posts the most unbelievable stuff. This white woman who tells everybody she's a stay-at-home mother and she teaches white girls what they should be. And she puts out stuff like this, but many other things. She's one of the best posters on Gab. And here she says, here's a German girl wearing a German dress. This is national dresses. They're starting to show, look at how beautiful the national dresses are of the different countries of the Western world. And so much better than the kind of garbage that Jews get the white girls and boys to wear. Emily Anderson, back at it. A white fighting with the blacks for his bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's an American joke. Blacks like their KFC. Here was my post about Obama. I wrote, there was a big move in the beginning to hide all his records. I think they were officially classified. I recall it happened right at the beginning. I wish people would look into that. I think also when the Jews raised $1.8 billion, I think, for his campaign and so on. Now, this one comes from Pivel. This is from Alex Linder's social media, Pivel. And the title for this is A Fasci Girl. Fasci as in fascist. And fascist takes us back to the Romans. It takes us back to the white right. And if you look very carefully, look at the pendant that the girl is wearing that's hanging down there. And that pendant is a swastika. Yeah, those are the girls that white guys want to marry. Fasci girls. The real thing. Look at this. It was a capture. Select all images of anti-American Jewish puppets. These are the kinds of memes and things whites are coming up with. It's fantastic. Makes me laugh. That's why I don't buy a single newspaper in South Africa, don't buy a single magazine, don't want to see those things, don't want to put a cent in those people's pockets. Fuck them. This is what I like. Somebody took this photo of Hitler and Goebbels, and they put this caption on it, and it says, when you're eating lunch and somebody mentions Jews. So it's awesome. And here's something the Germans used to do in the days of the Nazis. They used to go to the shops that were owned by all the big stores owned by And they used to write on there, Yuda. And there you can see that six-pointed star of the Jews. They used to openly show the other Germans, this is a Jew. Stay away from the Jew. Don't support the Jew. Don't buy from the Jew. We need to go back to these things. We need to single these people out. Stop buying from them. Whites are putting way too much money into the pockets of the Jews. So let's carry on. Some discussions I had on Pivel.net. This guy, Cozy Pepe, he says, our ancestors did whatever they did to survive. There was no clever little aliens, and he's actually referring to Jews, whispering in their ears, you are evil and wicked for being white. You are racist. Give up your countries. Don't resist us. Don't fight back. I wonder how many blacks and Mexicans will treat our kids. I wonder how the blacks and Mexicans will treat our kids when they are in the minority. Exactly. That's what's happened in Zimbabwe. That's what's happened in South Africa. Your kids are going to have a nightmare. Here's another one. Cozy Pepe continues. I'm sure it is nothing to do with the fact that they are Jews. Saying white identity and defending white people like Adolf Hitler did is evil and demonic. The mainstream media wants you to believe that people like Dylann Roof are monsters. I wonder why that is. Exactly. They don't want whites to stand up for whites. Another one from Cozy Pepe. And this one you can see, this relates to South Africa. You see one little white boy among all those black children and he says, but what about the white children that are left behind? What about the white children who, because of school zoning laws, are forced to go to a school that is 90% black? Do we really think that the white kid will be able to go one day without being picked on for being white or called a white boy? And who is fighting for him? Who's fighting for these white people forced by economic circumstances to live among Negroes? No one, but someone has to. Okay, so I'm wrong about that. That's a quote from Dylann Roof, and it's about white kids in America, poor whites who are forced to go to black schools. Absolutely. Why aren't we defending our own kind? The poor children outnumbered among the blacks. So, Cozy Pepe continues, I wish with a passion that niggers were treated terribly throughout history by whites, that every white person had an ancestor who owned slaves, that segregation was an evil, an oppressive institution, and so on. Because if it was all true, it would make it so much easier for me to accept our current situation. But it isn't true. None of it is. We are told to accept what is happening to us because of ancestors doing wrong. But it is all based on historical lies, exaggerations, and myths. I have tried endlessly to think of reasons we deserve this, and I only come back more irritated because there are no reasons. Again, he's quoting Dylann Roof. I've not read Dylann Roof's whole manifesto, but look at the lovely things that Dylann Roof wrote. Saint Dylann Roof, a successful young American assassin who blew away a black politician, blew him away, sent him to the stars. Dylann Roof, a true hero. Cozy Pepe with some photos of Dylann Roof, called himself the last Rhodesian. What a boy. And he's on death row now. He shouldn't be on death row, and it would be a travesty if he was executed. Terrible. So Cozy Pepe says the following. He says, death to the lying Jew press, death to the founders, death to this country. Another point from Cozy Pepe. Chemical weapons are banned for use in war. But on US citizens, including the women and children in Waco. So Waco was where Bill Clinton, that is Waco, Bill Clinton burned hundreds of white Christians to death in Waco. Burned them to death. in the early 1990s. Bill Clinton, a piece of shit. Now, if ever there was a person that I hated in American politics, it's Bill and Hillary Clinton. Pieces of garbage. They are communists, man. They are scum. So Cozy Pepe says, you are going to call us racists. You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeigh. Timothy McVeigh is another white guy who got executed for standing up for whites. Another good American. Anyway, so Cozy Pepe says, you are going to call us racists. You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeigh. Fuck you, war. So that's pival.net, Alex Linder's website. So, some more Cozy Pepe. He says, and this face of this person is, this is obviously a Jew, and it says, you should let in more refugees because Jesus said to be compassionate in the Bible somewhere. I'm not a Christian, and I have nothing but contempt for your backward religious beliefs. So yeah, this argument wouldn't work on me, but maybe if I use it on you, you'll do what I want. Dead on, dead on. That's the Jew in action. And this video is one that I'm going to show you. I don't know who this guy is who said this, but you'll see what he said. And this is the guy who said that stuff about Timothy McVeigh and so on. Very awesome. So another guy looking at my stuff about blacks causing massive damage to the environment. He said, he sent this message. This is Brandon. This is also on pival.net. It says, sometimes I wonder if Jews are actually speeding up things because they feel they do not have much time left before their demise happens. But I differ with him on this analysis, and I posted my own views. And this is what I posted. I said, no, I think the opposite is happening. Jews are desperately trying to hold the situation together. I can give you many examples, e.g. endless amounts of black failure, and you'll see Jews just bailing them out endlessly, lying endlessly, covering up the truth. Jews are desperately trying to save the system. In South Africa, they're going overboard to save black communism. So that was my response to him. And then I told everybody I'm going to make a video. So I said to them, Pival and Gab are fantastic today. As always, I've been taking screenshots. I'll be doing a video quickly to show whites, but mainly whites in South Africa, how awesome whites are in North America, Europe, and the world once they learn the truths about race. Now, the only thing the whites in South Africa need to learn is the truth about Jews. And 1488. 1488 is a code word. 14 is the 14 words of David Lane, another fantastic American white hero. 88 means Heil Hitler. And Sieg Heil is German for Hail Victory. Now I'm going to show you that short video. I don't know who that man is who said the things that he said. But you'll see him saying, you call us racists? Fuck you. And that's the correct attitude whites need to have out there. They have no idea how much liberals and Jews have been lying to them. So I'll end with this little video and I'll say thank you very much for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll be chatting again soon and take care of yourselves.
All the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you.